Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is from John chapter 4. Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." This is the text. Last week in John's Gospel, taken from John chapter 3, we heard about Nicodemus, who came to Jesus at night. He was in the dark. Remember that John loves detail. Nicodemus is in the dark, but he thinks that he's one of the enlightened ones. And John contrasts that with this Samaritan woman to whom Jesus speaks during the daytime. John really knows how to pull the accounts of Jesus' life together in order to make a point. And he doesn't care if something happened chronologically right next to each other. He wants to make a point by putting stories together. A Samaritan woman, and not just any Samaritan woman, but a Samaritan woman who had a scandalous past, is with Jesus in the daytime, in the light. She's had 5 husbands. From the context, it can be assumed that these marriages did not end well. And now she's living in an openly unrepentant relationship with a man who is not her husband. Both Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman have issues with God's law. It's the same issues we have. Nicodemus was a teacher of the law. He was one of the pillars of the community. He kept the law in the eyes of society. The Samaritan woman had become a very public adulterer. But keep in mind that in that culture, only men had the right to enact a divorce. 5 husbands had torn apart what God had joined together. And now she's living as if she's married without actually being married. Nicodemus is in the dark. The Samaritan woman is in the light within the context of John's gospel. Being reconciled to God, it's not about what you do. It has to do with what you believe, how you receive the word of God. Nicodemus struggled to believe what Jesus had said to him about being born from above. He was reluctant to believe. He challenged Jesus' words and dismisses them as foolishness. "How can a man enter his mother's womb and be born a second time?" he sarcastically asks. He rejects being born of water and the Spirit. Now, thankfully, we know that later on, Nicodemus publicly displays his faith and he assists Joseph of Arimathea in taking Jesus down from the cross and burying him. But for now, although he was a man honored by his community as a keeper of the law, because of his lack of faith, because of how he received the word of God, he remains in the dark. The Samaritan woman was not a keeper of the law in the eyes of the community or in the eyes of God. In fact, in her unbelief, she has outright rejected God's law. She's no longer dealing with this sinner-saint battle that we all, as God's people, have going on within us. She now is engaging in the high-handed sin. She acts as if she doesn't even know what sin is. The daily task of the believer, it's not to keep God's law perfectly. The task of the believer is to believe that God's law is perfectly true. She and the man with whom she is living have taken the public position that they can live life how they want on their own terms, even if it is contrary to what God has ordained is good. And this is a very dangerous way to live. Because this would mean that in your mind you have placed yourself equal to or above God as you sit in judgment of his decrees. I'm quite sure they never thought of it in that way, but through their actions, the Samaritan woman and the man she is now with have essentially said that their authority to determine right and wrong supersedes God's authority. And Jesus calls her on it. But notice that even before he demonstrates her life to be an open book, and it's a book that would be in the restricted section of any bookstore, he offers her living water. Like Nicodemus, she does not fully understand what Jesus is saying, but unlike Nicodemus, she does not dismiss the blessings that the water has to offer. These two people, Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman, they demonstrate the two most common errors people have in approaching God. Nicodemus was pretty sure that he had God figured out. He was living the life of an upstanding pillar of the community. And even with the coming of Jesus, he says, "Oh, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." And like us, it seems that God is with you. And Jesus shows him how incomplete his understanding of God really was. The danger of living like Nicodemus was at that time is that you look at sin as something that other people do, so much more so than you do, that God possibly, you know, God can't possibly be upset with me for the, you know, the little things I do compared to, you know, look at the world around us. Therefore, I have no real pressing reason to come before the Lord and confess my sin, or hear the absolution, or listen to the gospel, or be fed and strengthened through the miraculous union and communion in the broken body and shed blood of Jesus, given and shed for the forgiveness of sins, because, you know, those sinners out there really need that. But, you know, and we know that Jesus died for the sins of the world. Oh, and for my little sins too. But the danger is that you would see no pressing need to receive this today. I'll be back in a week or two or three, or when my tank is running low. This view of God places quite a bit of trust in your own self. Again, it's a very dangerous way to live. And then you have the Samaritan woman. She's also living dangerously. She quickly and boldly states that she is waiting and watching for the Messiah to come. And when he comes, he will tell us all things. And she is enthusiastic about this. She's longing to hear the Messiah tell her all things, yet she is sitting in judgment of Moses and the prophets, and treats their words as if they are beneath her. God's people are not called upon to keep the law perfectly. We are called in faith to believe that the Word of God, including His law and His gospel, expresses the will and desire of God perfectly. To say that His Word, His will, His desire for me, well, that doesn't matter. And I'm going to live in a way that I don't care who knows it. That's a dangerous way to live. The good news for Nicodemus and for the Samaritan woman and for all the Nicodemuses and Samaritans in the world today is that your sin has not declared you ineligible to receive the grace of God. Jesus could have justifiably spoken very harshly to the both of them for their misbelief, for their incomplete belief, for their rejection and dismissal of the clear word of God. But he chose to promise them a new life, a new reality, a new beginning in the promises connected with water. Nicodemus, we know, comes to faith. The Samaritan woman and many in her village come to faith. The Spirit created belief where there was once confusion and doubt. Don't give up on those in your lives who are struggling in confusion and doubt. Keep giving them opportunities to receive God's word. Like Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman, we have been promised and we have received the great blessings of forgiveness and eternal life. And this promise is joined with water. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.